What's your own personal experience in your practice in terms of false negatives?
Well, it's hard to know because we never really went back to look at the numbers, but we all think that our personal false negative rates would be a little bit less than that. And in fact, some single institution series for people that have done a lot talk about false negative rates in the range of 5 or 6%. But in general, when you look at multi-center studies, and there are several other randomized trials now reported, Veronese's trial has shown a 9% false negative rate. The multi-center trial by David Craig, one of the initial ones, showed about 11% false negative rate. So in general, the false negative rates in multi-center studies are in the range of 8 to 10%.
Is there anything that sort of decreases that? A lot of people talk about experience, and I heard what you just say about that. That's interesting. Other people I've heard talk about identifying more than one sentinel node. What do we know about that?
Absolutely. I think the number of sentinel nodes removed clearly correlates with false negative rate. But by the time in the B32 trial that we removed 4 or 5 sentinel nodes, the false negative rate dropped down to 0. But you almost have done a selective axillary dissection by that time. But in fact, the way we define sentinel node is not one sentinel node. Usually sentinel nodes are more than one. And we took out in that study, and in my practice I do the same, we took out any nodes that were either blue or radioactive or palpable. And any level of radioactivity over 10% of the baseline was considered to be a sentinel node. So you're right. I mean, the more sentinel nodes you remove, the less the false negative rate. And that also is a factor that gives an advantage to using colloid, because by the time you use colloid, you identify more sentinel nodes, and several studies have shown that, and that's why you decrease false negative rate with the use of colloid.
What was sort of the spectrum of how many nodes were identified in B32, and in your own practice, roughly how many nodes
you
usually...
I think the mean number of nodes removed is about 2.9 in the B32 study, so we had close to three sentinel nodes average, and that's exactly my experience in my practice, between 2 to 3 sentinel nodes average.
So when you counsel a patient about the option of sentinel node, what are some of the numbers that you bring up if they want those numbers?
Well, in general, I tell them that the identification rate is now pretty high, in the high 90s, and the false negative rate could be in the range of 5 to 10%. But you have to put that in perspective to the patient. If you have a patient in front of you with, let's say, 1.5 centimeter tumor, that patient has about a 15%, let's say, chance of having positive nodes. So you can multiply your false negative rate by the chance of having positive nodes to give her the absolute number that you would leave a positive node in the axilla if you only did a sentinel node. And usually, even with a 10% false negative rate, that's about 1.5%. And if you apply 5% false negative rate, it would drop less than 1%. And most patients feel comfortable with this number, which is actually, when you think about it, a lot closer than when we used to think about axillary dissection. And axillary dissection will still leave positive nodes behind in about less than 1% of the patients.
And I think also in terms of the implication of nodes, that's changed a lot, I think, over the last 10 years, in that the approach to chemotherapy, I think, has consolidated a lot in terms of fewer options, more often patients getting chemotherapy either way.
That's true. That's true. Although I must say that still we like to know the nodal status in this
case.
And in fact, although we were trying to do away with axillary dissection, the introduction of sentinel node gave us another tool which we said, well, now it's time to go back and do axillary assessment, but only with 1 or 2 nodes. It makes it a lot easier. It makes it a lot easier for older patients, which normally would not have done an axillary dissection. I now do a sentinel node for local control of the disease to identify the stage of the patient and perhaps have a different discussion about systemic therapy.